Hi everyone, my name is Leo, and I'm here to tell you about my experience running a student-led jazz ensemble at our university. I'm currently in my second year, studying history. Many people assume our jazz ensemble was set up by one of the music professors, or perhaps organized by the student union. But actually, I am the founder of the group, which is something I'm incredibly proud of.
When we first got together, we desperately needed somewhere to practice. I initially hoped we could use the main auditorium, but it was fully booked for the entire term. We briefly considered renting a local studio in town, but that was far too expensive for us. However, we ended up using a damp basement in the music building. It wasn't glamorous, but it turned out to have amazing acoustics, so it was absolutely perfect for our sound.
Deciding what to play was our next challenge. A few of the classically trained members wanted to stick to traditional sheet music, and others suggested doing modern pop covers to attract a wider audience. Instead, we decided to focus heavily on improvisation, as it really allows everyone to express their own musical personality and keeps the music feeling fresh.
As the term went on, we needed to advertise to get more musicians on board. I thought about paying for social media ads, but as students, we had zero budget to work with. Then we tried setting up a stall at the Freshers' Fair, which got a bit of interest. But what really brought in our best musicians was simply putting up posters around the campus. It's a very traditional method, but it worked wonders.
After months of practice, we were ready for our first gig. We were offered a slot at a small pub in town, and there was also a chance to play at the local summer festival. In the end, though, we debuted at the Union Hall, which sits right at the heart of the university and holds a lot of history. It just felt like the right place to start.
For that first show, we were honestly quite worried about the turnout. I expected maybe our parents and a few loyal friends to show up. To my absolute surprise, hundreds of students turned up. But what I was most proud of wasn't the audience size. It was the incredible atmosphere that the crowd created once the music started. Everyone was so supportive and engaged.
To make the venue look the part, we didn't want standard, bright stage setups. We thought about hanging vintage decorations or even bringing in a smoke machine to make it look dramatic. However, we realized that adjusting the lighting was enough to transform the large, echoing room into a cozy, intimate jazz club.
Of course, running a band isn't cheap. We needed to buy a decent drum kit and a double bass. We considered charging for tickets at the door or applying for a university grant. Ultimately, we relied entirely on voluntary donations at the end of our gigs, which generously covered all our equipment costs without excluding anyone from attending.
Recently, we invited a guest singer from the local music scene to perform with us. We were a bit nervous because we hadn't rehearsed much with her. You'd think the technical skill would be the most crucial thing for a live show, but actually, having good chemistry on stage was what made the performance such a massive success. We just clicked instantly.
Looking ahead, we have some big plans. Several people have suggested we record a studio album, while others want us to enter a national university music competition. What we're actually focusing our energy on right now is organizing a summer tour across a few neighboring cities. We think taking our music on the road will be a fantastic experience for all of us. Thank you for listening.